How's your week been so far? Good. You guys hear me okay? Might have muted the mic. I think it's good. Is this on? You guys hear it? Yes, no? Okay. Oh. Well, as you guys know, some of you who've been here, we've been in the series called Spiritual Disciplines. We did a whole new you, or a new you series. We talked about how to have a spiritual makeover in our lives, what that looks like, how do we be different in 2013 than we were in 2012, because a lot of us make these New Year's resolutions, and then, in fact, how are you doing on your New Year's resolutions? It's nary 4 weeks, 6 weeks into the year. How's everyone doing on that? Some of you guys are like, oh, I don't know. It's a little fidgeting out there. I would be too. I struggle with that. And so we talked about that. What is it that holds us back? And you can go back and listen to those. They're online on our website. In fact, tonight I'm trying something different. You can follow along if you have your iPhone or Android. You can follow along with YouVersion Live. If you pull it up and punch in our zip code, it'll have the message. You can follow along with the notes if you want to try that. And let me know if you like that. Maybe I'll continue to do it. It's a little bit of extra work, but we can do that. So, but we talked about how do we get a spiritual makeover in our lives. And then after that, at the end of that, I said you need to have spiritual disciplines in your life to help keep you on track, to help keep you in your growth process. And I kind of left it at that, and I thought, man, that's not very fair. So we need to go through the spiritual disciplines. So I picked three of them that were some of the biggies. We talked about fasting 2 weeks ago. And then last week we talked about reading our Bible for God to lead. We have to read on a daily basis. We have to open it up and get the scripture into our lives so that God can speak to us. This week we're going to talk about what we do to talk back to God. Okay? So fasting is a way that we kind of grab a hold of God's heart and meld our hearts together by denying ourselves something. In fact, Lent, some of you guys are participating in that. That's a cool thing to do. But I usually just do traditional fasting, but that's kind of cool. You could do that. That's a great way to connect with God. Reading your Bible on a daily basis. How many of you got the Lyft app? Anybody? Megan? Megan's the only one with me. I'm in the group. Like every day I'm checking in to reading my Bible. It's a cool little thing, and me and Megan. But I see some of you guys posting scripture on Facebook, and I know, hey, they've read today. They're tweeting that. They're Facebooking it. That's really cool to help us all kind of do this socially and read together. But this week I want to talk about prayer. And what is it? What is prayer? How do I do it? What prayer is not? A lot of times I'll be around and I'll ask somebody to pray. I'll just like say, hey, can you pray? And they get this deer in the headlight looks like, and I forget, like I've been in church my whole life and doing the prayer thing a whole lot, been to more prayer meetings than I probably should have, more than is healthy for a human being. But But then I realized, okay, not everybody knows how to pray. Some people feel really nervous when you ask them to pray. They don't know what to say. So let's talk about that tonight. First off, what prayer is not? What prayer is not? I'm learning to write iOS code. This is super nerdy. I'm learning to write the programming language that they use to make iPhone apps and stuff. Because I have my own iPad app that I designed, but I want to learn how to like fix it and fix bugs so I don't have to pay someone else to do that part. And it is crazy. It's a lot of work. And the first app that I made, I was doing this tutorial online. I'm sitting at home and my wife, you know, she's trying to like chill on my day off. And I'm over there like listening to, okay, and the variables and the strings and everything. It's like so nerdy. And the first app I made was this crystal ball app, okay? And you would shake the phone and the crystal ball would kind of jump up. And I didn't, like, come up with it or anything. I'm just following the tutorial, you know, like, putting the pieces in like they say. And you shake it, and it gives you an answer. It's a lot like the old Magic 8 Balls. You guys know those? And you shake it, and you get an answer. And so you say, should I do the dishes? And you shake it, and it says, ain't nobody got time for that, you know. I put in my own sayings and stuff. Like, it's pretty fun. And that's the way that I can do subliminal messaging with my wife and kids to get them to do the things that I want them to do. No, but a lot of us approach God in that same manner, like he's a magic eight ball. Like, all right, God, I was dating this guy. Is he the one? Like, we're going to shake him up, like you're going to shake up your Bible or something. You know, Let me know. And we want these answers. And God is not a magic eight ball. He's not a magic eight ball to approach only when we want something, when we want the answer to something, when we're stuck. And a lot of us in our lives, that's what prayer is for. Prayer is for when someone gets sick. Prayer is when life crisis happens. Prayer is when I have to take a test. Prayer is when I have to have an interview. Prayer is for all these things that I can't handle. They're bigger than me. So that's where prayer comes in. And that's, prayer is great. You can give your requests to God. We'll talk about that. But that's not the purpose of prayer. That is not why we pray. Prayer changes things. Prayer is all about changing things. And it doesn't change God's mind. It changes our hearts. Prayer doesn't change God's mind. It changes our hearts. Because God is perfect. God knows what's right. He's got it all figured out and all laid out. What prayer does is it connects us with God in a way that allows us to change our hearts. And that's a very, very awesome thing that you just can't miss out on. So, why should you pray other than it changes your heart? Why should you pray? Look at Philippians chapter 6, verse 7. It says, do not be anxious about anything. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. If you have the ESV, you can probably follow along. I don't know if Jason's got the words or not. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Okay, and here's the result. We don't be anxious. We don't worry about stuff. We go to God. We give him our prayer, our requests, our supplication, our thanksgiving. We talk to God in prayer. And the result is this. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What is the result of prayer in our lives? Why should we pray? Because the peace of God that goes beyond any kind of comprehension is available to us through prayer. Available to us through prayer. Thomas A. Kempis said this. He says, leave vain things to vain men. And mind thou the things which God hath commanded thee. Shut thy door upon thee. Call to thyself Jesus, thy beloved. Remain with him in thy chamber, for thou shalt not elsewhere find so great peace. You know, some of us are so busy. We have so much stuff going on in our lives that we run from place to place to place to place. We have, iPhones, iPads, daily planners that we're scheduling time with our wives and our kids. Because we're so busy with job and school and life and extracurricular activities and Magic the Gathering and sports and like whatever you got going on in your life. We all have stuff that piles on and it's fun. And we do fun stuff too, but it's so hard to manage. It is so hard to manage it all. You don't have time for all the stuff on your DVR. You know, you're like flipping through, it's just page after page of episodes of Friends that nobody will delete. You don't have time for all the stuff in your life. And we struggle to find moments of rest. In fact, hypertension and stress is one of the deadliest killers in America. People die from heart disease, heart attacks every year. Thousands of people. It's huge. And it's because of stress. We have so many physical ailments. And some of us that are young, we don't get this quite yet, but those who have gone before us, our moms, our dads, those who are a little older, they know. You can ask them. They could tell you, I have this physical ailment because of all those years of stress at this job. This took this from me. The reason I have this problem is because of the stress. Flat out. My dad would share that. He would say that he's got high blood pressure because of all the stress from his job. And how do we deal with that? How do we deal with that? One of the ways we deal with that is through prayer. The spiritual discipline of prayer on a daily basis allows us to tap into God's supernatural peace and comfort. A good prayer life leads to peace in your heart and your mind. It does. When we pray, we have a disciplined prayer life. It gives us peace in our heart and our mind like we didn't think was possible in the midst of everything going on around us. Prayer is vital for mental, physical, and spiritual health. And this is my little quote for the message. If you remember last week, for God to lead, you need to read. This is this week's main point. If you don't take anything else away from this message, write this down, get a tattoo, tweet it out, put it on your Facebook, name your child. But it says, for peace today, I need to pray. For peace today, I need to pray. Just remember that this week. For peace today, I need to pray. You're going to get up and you're going to be late. Okay? Because you slept in. No, nobody does that, right? You're going to get up, you're going to be late because you slept in, and you're going to be like rushing, and your day is going to start without you. And you're going to end up at the end of the day, you're going to be at home, and you're going to be so wore out and tired, and the whole day is going to be gone, and you will not be able to fall asleep because you'll be a bundle of nerves. Because everything is just, there's got to be something that I forgot to do. That I forgot to meet with, a meeting I was supposed to have, a phone call I was supposed to make, a bill I was supposed to pay, an errand I was supposed to run, a person I was supposed to text or call. And you're going to be a bundle of nerves, and you won't be able to fall asleep. And you'll have a whole day. And then you'll go to sleep, and you'll wake up the next day, and the same thing will happen. If you want to change that, then start with a discipline of prayer. Discipline your life. Take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes of your day, and allot it to pray. I'm going to get up early enough so that I can spend some time reading so God can lead in my life, and in prayer so that I can have peace, the supernatural peace of God, invited into my heart and my mind. So when I get to school, I'm already ahead of my day rather than the other way around. I'm already ahead of the game. My mind is in the right place. My heart is in the right place, and I'm ready to go. Stress and hypertension are major killers. We went over that. So spend time in quiet prayer. How many of you have ever been so busy that you forgot lunch? Anybody? You totally it's like, maybe you didn't even forget it. Maybe you just felt, I'm too busy for lunch, so I'm just going to skip it today. Or, like me, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and like, your coworkers are starting to look like turkeys. You know, like in the cartoons? And you're like, why am I so hungry? I have this pain in my stomach. Am I getting sick? And you realize, I didn't eat lunch. And maybe I didn't even eat breakfast because you just skipped. Now, what would happen if you constantly skipped meals and didn't take care of yourself? You would get sick. You would get ill. You would mess up your digestive system. You may even eventually die, okay? We didn't have time for lunch. And it might be okay for one day to skip, you know, that we do a season of fasting, and of course, we take in the liquids we need. But if you don't pray, it's the same thing, spiritually speaking. If you don't take care of that part of yourself, your heart, then you're going to get sick. Another one, I'm an introvert. Some of you guys find that hard to believe. Introverts, extroverts, the whole difference. Extroverts get energized by being with a bunch of people and having a party. Woo! Introverts get energized by being alone or with a couple people, reading. So I know if I go too long in a day, and my close friends know this, if it gets too late in the day, too late in the evening, and Ron doesn't get some quiet time or go to bed, Ron's going to start saying things and doing things that Ron has no business saying and doing. Ron's going to start to get a little crazy because he's too tired. Need to go to bed. It's the same thing. It's the same thing spiritually. I'm much more likely to say and do things I regret if I'm mentally and physically tired. And just like we get mentally and physically tired, we get spiritually tired. We get spiritually tired, and we can miss that and not know, why am I so cranky? Why am I so upset? Why do I feel like I'm so distant from God, even though I went to church? What's going on? Why, when I read the Bible, it's so boring and dry? What's going on? It's because you're spiritually tired. You're spiritually exhausted. You can get mentally tired and hungry. You can get spiritually tired and hungry. And prayer nourishes and rests your spirit. It nourishes and rests your spirit. When you pray to God, you connect with Him in a special way that does that. And just like your stomach tells you you need to eat, our minds tell us we need to rest, and our spirit tells us we need to pray. It does. So listen to it. Have you guys ever been bored or discontent? Have you ever wandered around the house looking for something to do, and so you just eat? Hello? I don't know what to do. I'm still bored. I don't want to play Xbox. I don't want to watch TV. I don't want to call my friend. There's got to be some food, right? Or have you ever woke up in the middle of the night and you can't fall back asleep and you just don't know what to do with yourself? Yeah? That's your spirit. That's your spirit inside of you saying, hey, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. The Cheetos aren't going to do it. Spend some time with God. It really is. And it's true. And I know it. And I'll even ignore it. I'll be like, no, I don't want to pray. I don't want to pray. I don't know why I do that. I don't know why, but so I totally relate. You guys probably have that same thing. You're like, yeah, I should probably read my Bible, but I'm just going to watch TV. And you just make yourself more tired. You make yourself more tired physically and spiritually. When you wake up in the middle of the night, your spirit is telling you to connect with God. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. We were built to be in constant communication and communion with God. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, they were in constant communication, constant walk with God. God would come down and walk with them on a daily basis. We were built to have that connection with God. But because of sin, it took us away from that. It separated us from God. Our own choices, where we chose to do what we wanted instead of living under the authority of God and doing what He knew was best for us, we chose to do something else, and it separated us from Him. And so we've lived that way. Many of us have lived that way for a long time. And if you're not a Christian, you're probably in that right now, just kind of disconnected from God. And I'm really glad you're here. I'm really glad you came tonight. Maybe you want to reconnect with Him. That's awesome. We would love for that to happen. But if you feel distant from God, pray. Prayer is how you come back. Prayer is how we come back to God. Prayer of confession and acceptance is the first prayer on your journey back into God's family. Back to God, where you want to be. In fact, the first prayer we can ever pray is a prayer of acceptance. A prayer of acceptance. What is a prayer of acceptance? A prayer of acceptance is a prayer to receive God's love. You see, all of us messed up and we did things we shouldn't have done, and that separated us from God and from His perfectness. But God, He wanted us back. He desperately wanted us back. And someone had to pay for our mistakes. And so He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die, to pay for our mistakes so that we could have a way back to Him. And the way that we receive that gift that Jesus gave is through prayer. We say, God, I messed up. I really messed up. The Bible calls it sin. You call it what you want. Call it a mistake. Call it an accident. Your choice. You messed up. I messed up. God, forgive me of that. And God, I accept Your love, Your unrelentless, Your relentless love to pursue me, even to the point of sending Your own Son to pay for my sins so that I could have a way back to You. And that prayer of acceptance is the first prayer to accept God's love and receive God into your life. So, if you haven't done that, I encourage you to do that tonight. That's a great place to start. But if you have done that, if you would say, I'm a Christian, I have Jesus in my life, I've accepted His forgiveness for my sins, I've accepted Jesus into my heart, then, okay, I want to pray, I know I should do that. How do I do that, Ron? Give me some nuts and bolts. Let's give you some nuts and bolts how to, and then we'll be done. The truth is, sometimes you just don't know what to say, right? You're like, okay, Ron said 15 minutes, 10 minutes, I'm going to do this. What do I say now? You know, what do you say? How do you talk to the creator of the universe? I mean, what's going on? Did you watch Lost last night? Well, I guess Lost didn't even watch. You watch Biggest Loser last night? Like, what do you say, you know? How do you have a conversation? Where do you start? Have you ever heard a little kid pray, little children? You're like, dear Jesus, thank God for all the birds and the trees and the rocks and mommy and daddy and dinosaurs and bath time and not for brushing my teeth. And Lord, I don't thank You for my big sister, but I like my little sister. And they go on and on and on. You know, my kids do that sometimes. But the Bible actually tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 through 27. Romans 8, 26 through 27. It says, let me pull that up here. It says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. What does that mean? That means that the Spirit of God that takes up residence in our life when we invite God into our lives, He'll speak on our behalf. Sometimes we are so broken and so hurt and so raw and so messed up and so heavy that we don't know what to say. We don't even know what words to say. And in those moments, we could just be silent in God's presence. Just be silent in His presence. Just sit there and trust that He will speak for you and he knows what you're feeling, he knows what you're thinking, even when you can't even put it into words. And so that's good to know. That's awesome. But what about some pointers when maybe that's not your situation? 1 Matthew chapter 6, verse 7 says, "And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think they will be heard for their many words." Okay? So this is Jesus talking. He says, don't just repeat the same thing over and over and over again. You don't have to have a super long, drawn-out prayer with lots of big words that end in TH, you know, and use "theeth" and "thouth," "oh goddeth," and, you know, like, you don't have to speak like that. You don't have to have special language or anything. You don't have to say the same thing over and over and over again. You don't have to do that. In fact, God kind of gets bored with that. It's okay to read prayers of instruction, like I read the Thomas A. Kempis thing, you know, prayers from some of the saints or the spiritual leaders from time past. Read some of their prayers and get some inspiration from that. That's fine. That's good. But you should also pray in your own words, just like you would talk to me and your friend. You should pray in that way. And I'm sure you may be nervous, and I just told you not to repeat yourself, so maybe you're even more nervous. But what do you say? What do you say? For instance, if I came to you and said, "Hey, I'm going to be hanging out with my good friend later. I was just wondering if you could give me some pointers on what to say." You kind of look at me weird, wouldn't you? You're like, "What? You thought you were a friend? You need help with your hanging with your friend?" It's kind of like that. Okay, so when people say, "What do I say to God?" It's kind of, think of it like that. Like you will know what to say as you get to know God better. Talk to God as a friend. Because God is your friend. Talk to God as a friend. John 15, verse 13 through 14, says this. John 15, verse 13 through 14. It says, "Greater love has no man than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." Isn't that awesome? "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide." It's pretty awesome that God calls us friends. He calls us friends. He went to great lengths to have a relationship with you. And he wants to talk to you. He wants to know you. And so talk to him like you would a friend. We have direct access to God. You don't have to pray through someone else. You don't have to come to Ron and say, "Ron, can you pray for me? I would love to pray for you. I would love to hear your prayer request." In fact, if you're on YouVersion Live, there's a place where you can send a prayer request, and I'll see that and get to pray for you. But your prayers are just as powerful as my prayers. You have the same access to God as Ron or Pastor Joe or anyone else, any priest, anyone. You have the same access to God as anyone else, the scripture says. So talk to him. And through Jesus, it says, "For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father." That's Ephesians 2:18. So, how do you kind of get in the mood? All right, how do you do this? We talked about praying in silence, where your spirit kind of speaks for you. That's cool. You can pray in dead silence, turn everything off. All right, everything off, get it as quiet as possible. And pray that way. That's a great way. Another great way that I like is to put on some music. Put on some worship music that you enjoy, some music that moves your heart and your spirit, and just worship. Sing along, and then, you know, at some point just say, "God, you know, I wish I'd wrote those words to you. I wish I knew what to say there. God, this is going on in my life. God, I have this situation with my son or my daughter. I have this situation with my mom or my teacher. I don't know what to do there, God, but I know you're with me. God, I think you're pretty awesome. God, thanks for giving me a church that I can come and worship and friends and family there." You know, and just thank him. "Thank you for my family. Thank you for my health. Thank you for everything I have, God. You're pretty awesome." And just continue on. It's pretty cool to pray in silence or with music. Either one is pretty great. And just because your quiet time is over, though, it doesn't mean that your prayer should stop. Some of you guys are doing a quiet time in the morning as we're doing our spiritual disciplines, and you're reading your Bible. And then you're going to pray at the end, and then, okay, done. We took care of our God time. Woohoo, the rest is mine, you know? Like, your prayer shouldn't stop there, okay? As you're driving in your car, it's okay to just pray with your eyes open. All right, please, with your eyes open. I used to do this all the time when I drive down to UPS, newsstand. You know, I'd be just driving along. Hey, God, I got this situation. I don't know what to do there. God, I was thinking about this. I was thinking about that verse I read. I have no idea what you were talking about there. God, could you enlighten me? I'm going to read it again at lunch. Maybe you can help me out in between here and there. And just talk to God. Talk to God like you would a friend. God, I like this person. I don't know how to approach them. God, I don't know what to do with the situation at work. Or God, did you see what they were wearing? You know, like whatever you want. Just talk to God like you would a friend. And you could do that and build a relationship. And remember this, for peace today, I need to pray. For peace today, I need to pray. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you for each and every person who came out tonight to hear about prayer. Lord, I pray that you would encourage them. I pray they would take a challenge to pray every day this week, to spend some time connecting with you. For those here tonight, Lord, who need to pray a prayer of acceptance to receive you into their heart, Lord, I pray that tonight they would do that. Maybe they would do it here before they leave. Maybe they're doing it right now. Maybe they wait till they get home, Lord. But they say that prayer to introduce themselves to you and to invite you into their life. Lord, I pray that you would hear their prayers, that you would listen, and that they would start to build a deep relationship with you. God, I thank you for those in our family here that are prayer warriors, who constantly seek your face. They seek to know you, and they want to be in your presence. Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for the depth of spiritual discipline that we have here. And Lord, we pray that more people would join us, that they would grow in their faith, and they would learn how to walk in peace on a daily basis because they're connected in prayer. Give us that peace tonight, God, that we would be connected with you, that we would feel your presence. Lord, in the midst of our trials and tribulations, I know there are those here tonight, Lord, who are going through some very difficult times, God. We pray that you would show up. Just grant them peace in their heart to help them get through this. We thank you for all that you are and all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, every week we take up an offering. It's pretty simple. We have a plate on a stool back there. And if you would like to participate in giving through a means of your worship, plates back there, you could just throw it in on your way out. That's awesome. We encourage you to give. It helps to exercise your giving muscles so that you can become a giving person. It's one of the spiritual disciplines. So let's go ahead and close with a song, and then we can hang out and talk.